Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a hump day. Check it out.
Remember?
Do you remember?
No.
Solid tune.
Oh, yeah.
Very underrated.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, it's a great song.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Baby. Yeah. Very underrated.
They're great.
One of my favorite songs. Back in the day.
Yep. They had a... I don't think Zenith is even a company anymore. Remember the Fantasy commercial they did when Fantasy came out and they were on top of the television? It was a Zenith television commercial.
I don't recall
and
that,
they were
but
dancing,
I'll go with it.
They were dancing in a circle. You know, obviously, miniaturized on the TV. Good stuff.
Turn it up, Chris. This just makes me feel good.
Will you cry? Yep.
Good job, Chris.
Another automatic for any wedding, this song. Automatic.
It should be.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
should be.
Well, Chris goes to a wedding every week. This is a frequent tune of yours?
You know what? You don't hear a lot of it anymore.
No?
No. I don't think we heard it at either of the two weddings I was just at in the last month or
are,
2 months.
Are weddings these days more DJs or live bands?
Okay. So the one I just went to, my brother's DJ, straight DJ.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law who got married right around Thanksgiving, they got this new thing, and I don't even know what they're called. It's kind of what they spent a lot of their money on for the wedding. It's a DJ with live music.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So they've got the drum kit. They've got somebody playing guitar. They've got a brass section. They've got all these different musicians playing the instrument to the music, but then the DJ is able to have, like, Bruno Mars actually singing.
Yeah.
So you don't have a wedding singer. You have actually Bruno Mars singing.
Huh.
Pretty cool stuff. It was very cool.
Sounds high tech.
And just the opposite of that, they have a lot of these, some bars are doing like band karaoke where you do the words. It's a band, an actual live two or three people playing the songs and you read off the screen still, but you're singing to live music, which is different.
All right. Well, a lot of stuff going on sports-wise. I think the biggest story is that J-Lo and Shakira are fighting in a little cat fight about who's going to get the most stage time in the halftime show of the Super Bowl. We'll update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll
on that.
Well, sort of on that. we'll get all that going on. A lot of people texting. I guess I just mentioned off the cuff last segment that Stephen A. Smith's show is over on Friday. Our listener just heard about it. And I mentioned, nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody, I guess. He talked about it on his show today.
Everybody's surprised.
Yeah. So it will be now First Take Your Take with Jason Fitz.
And I believe Stephen A. will pop in from quite... Well, Stephen A. is going to pop in on every platform ESPN does. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So
and there's still going to be a big Stephen A. presence on that show because the way I understand it, they're going to take a lot of the topics from First Take.
Yeah.
And kind of repurpose it for radio.
Right. That starts Monday?
I think it's
Monday the 20th. Yeah.
We're not here Monday.
No, we're not.
No, we're
so
not.
You're
going to
get the full 2 hours of First Take Your Take with Jason Fitz.
Well, I hope it's not too good. Then when we come back.
And the Will Cain Show as well.
Yeah, because we're going to celebrate Martin Luther King's Day, which today's his actual birthday.
Today's his birthday,
but
right.
We always celebrate it on...
It's always the Monday, I think the third Monday of the month.
Mm-hmm. Which...
fourth Monday.
By watching a lot of daytime and betting on a lot of daytime NBA.
NBA, that's right. That's a big NBA day, correct, Craig Sheeman.
Exactly. Yes, it is.
All right, very good. excuse me. God, he gave me one of those Snickers.
You're all choked up.
Well, you know, you eat one of those Snickers and one of those little... particles in the middle of a Snicker bar just went down.
Part of the nougat?
Something nougaty.
A nut?
I was just getting ready to toss to him in the Sports Center rundown, and he's on the phone. What am I supposed to do?
Sports Center rundown.
Yeah. I have, here he goes.
J-Lo or Shakira? Shakira is losing 54.6% to 45.4%.
That's all we put up there. J-Lo and Shakira, you can interpret that any way you want.
I take it as fighting.
Musically, fighting, hotness, whatever you want.
Cat fight.
And vote for it. So who's winning?
J-Lo.
J-Lo. All right.
You guys are wrong. Sorry.
I think you're an anti-ageist. Just because J-Lo's 50, she's got abs of steel. I think you're just, I think you're an ageist.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But Shakira wins that. And I don't care what age.
I disagree.
Shakira wins.
I reserve the right to change my mind after the Super
Yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
I want to see the most latest rendition, but I would vote J-Lo on that.
I'm going J-Lo. Yeah. Jenny from the block.
Jenny from the block.
You guys are all flash, no substance.
No,
that's what that says
plenty
about me.
Of substance there.
No, there's
now,
not substance there.
Better actress.
How old is Shakira?
I don't know.
I'll wait. Find out. I want to know. Because, I mean, J-Lo's in
42.
My... What is she?
42.
Oh, she's older than I thought.
I always thought she was Brazilian.
What is she?
Colombian.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
99.3 ESPN is going to have some college hoops tonight. It will feature the 9th-ranked Florida State Seminoles hosting the Virginia Cavaliers. We'll start coverage at 6:45. If you want to watch the game, ESPN2 tip-off shortly after 7 o'clock. The Miami Heat back in action tonight after losing back-to-back games on the road to the Nets and Knicks. They host the Spurs at 7:30. In college football, Bobby Petrino has been hired as the new coach at Missouri State. And the Everblades back on the ice tonight. They're in Kalamazoo, taking on the Wings at 6:45.
By the way, Missouri State opens up at
Auburn.
Oklahoma. Loss.
Fresh in Naples apparently didn't understand what we were saying. He says, so no more Max Kellerman, thank God.
No
Stephen
no.
A. Smith is still doing First Take on TV. He's no longer doing his radio show that leads into our show from 1 to 2 here on 99.3 ESPN and all the other ESPN affiliates across the country. Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Our good friend Randy has an observation about Odell Beckham Jr. on Monday night. Randy, welcome. How you been?
Hey, Randy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Yeah. We see you talking music. So did you happen to see that two of my favorite acts got into the Rock Hall, Depeche Mode and the Notorious B.I.G.?
Give it up for them. I did. Absolutely. Both well-deserved.
1990, I got out of high school, and that Violator album is still in my head. That was a good album.
That's when I was born, Randy.
Yeah, Randy, that's when Chris was born.
I'll be 48 next month.
Yeah, I know.
We got you beat.
Anyway, so how soon is LSU going to get stripped of that title with Odell handing out cash? Everybody says it's a prank, but how soon are they going to get institutional control and everything else?
Here's my take on it. It happened after the game, so I think the punishment should be moving forward. I don't think they would have to abscond the title or give it away. I think they're free
the
and clear up until that point.
Commented on it yet, and I still saw another report that it was fake, but he says it was real.
Now,
Odell
Beckham Jr. has been kind to his former school, like he gave them all, the whole team, a bunch of Beats headphones, and apparently the NCAA ruled that that was okay. I don't know how that's different than handing out cold hard cash. I don't know. Who could pretend to understand the NCAA?
Cash is an example of impermissible benefits that are prohibited by the governing body. They also tried to arrest people for smoking cigars after, including Joe. And I mean, they actually came in and said, put him out or you're subject to arrest.
Well, I'm just glad he's not a giant anymore, so we'll move forward. So what's going to happen with the are they going to take away those World Series from the Astros and the Red Sox? And
no.
This is no slight, Pete.
No, they're not going to. I mean, they're not going to take away. The players aren't even getting punished.
They won't.
They won't do it.
I, however, think they should from the standpoint of if they're going to think that this whole situation is this serious, that they got to suspend a manager and a GM for an entire year, which is the equivalent of a third-time offense on a PED. If they're going to think it's that serious, then I think they should take the World Series championship away. But they won't.
But if they suspended a person third times, four times for PED violations, and he had some magnanimous numbers that helped the team win in the past, you're going to go through that and take a championship away too. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Well, let Pete Rose back in. That's all I got to say. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, man.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way.
By the way,
I feel that way.
He said the same thing recently. He says what I did, I didn't. How did he phrase it? It wasn't I didn't taint the game. He didn't taint the outcomes of games is what he said he should be in. And I agree.
But even
that.
Though he said about the stealing of signs going on forever and he didn't trust the people giving them, then he went and said everybody deserves to be punished and that kind of thing.
So Alex Cora is out as the manager of the Red Sox as it moves from the Astros to the Red Sox. Pitchers and catchers report here in Fort Myers for the Red Sox on February 12th. We don't know who the manager will be. I like the idea of a Jason Faratek type. I don't know.
Oh, Dustin Pedroia, player coach.
No, I don't think that's
He's too hot-headed.
No, that's what you need out of a baseball manager.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes, but not that team.
A guy to rally the troops on a July road trip? Absolutely.
I think Ron Renicki will be the guy. He's a bench coach. Although, him or Veritek. I think him or Jason Veritek.
Yeah.
Had a lot of respect for Jason Veritek ever since he stuffed his catcher's mitt in Alex Rodriguez's face.
That was great. That was a great day. People think that galvanized the team. And even though they won it that year for the first time, but it took about 11 to 12 games after that, because I think after that they went 6-6, and then they went on a big run at the end. But that was something.
So, Pete Shepard, you said something to me at the top of the hour, not to bounce around too much, but that you pointed out that Bill Vinovich is going to be the Super Bowl referee.
Yeah, and even
what is he most famous for?
Well, he was a referee, during the
Saints-Rams. Now, why is he being rewarded?
Well, remember,
last year's grade, not this year's grade.
Yeah. He watches for holding at the line, roughing the passer. The guy, Gary Cavalletto, he was the guy who had the best view of the play, and he opted not to throw the flag.
Is he part of his crew? No.
I don't know.
Probably not.
No.
Because it's all
neither Cavalletto or Turner, the other guy, have worked a playoff game this year. So
he should be banned.
But Vinovich, that's not really his job, is to call that play. But certainly when he's under the, under the hood of the camera talking in New York.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
And he said he never saw the play.
It was right.
Which is not his job to know. It's not technically his job. He's 15, 20 yards away.
So. I could see it from a thousand miles away on my TV.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
There you go, Fred.
5 o'clock hot take right there. If I could spot it on my couch, he should be able to see it 20 yards away.
No, he's not focusing
that's
on that.
That's only 60 feet.
He's looking at the line of scrimmage. Unbelievable. He's looking for holding.
I was 1,000 miles away. And I
on my 80-inch high-def TV.
I wish I had 80-inch high-def. I need an upgraded 50. Television side.
Why?
Size.
What size is yours?
I only have 42s. It's embarrassing.
That's not bad.
It's embarrassing.
42?
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
Now, I have a small, narrow family room, where my TV is.
Yeah, so it must look bigger
then. If I go too big, it'll be like in my face.
Yeah, but that's great. So do you have a separate living room?
Yes.
And then a TV room?
Yeah, I call the TV room the family room. And then I have a separate living room. And then I got a TV in my bedroom, but, why?
Me too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, why? See, my living room is the TV room. It's all one.
Oh, you have a great room.
Yeah, I don't have rooms. Like, my kitchen, living room, and dining room, it's all one.
It's a wide open.
Wide open concept.
Yeah. Open floor plan, as realtors like to say.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Mine's basically like that,
See,
too.
you need an 80-incher under that scenario.
Yeah, but I only got 60 right now, so I got to up that shortly.
Mine's 50.
First world problems.
55. But I have a den, too. I have a den that's awesome.
Yeah.
Haven't watched TV in there yet.
Got a patio.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other one.
I've been relegated to outside TV
My 42-inch TV is going outside in the front lanai.
How messed up is this, right? What? New 50-inch in the bedroom.
Right.
New 60-inch in the living room.
Right.
New 32-inch outside.
Where you spend your time.
My wife gets the bedroom TV.
Yeah.
My 3-year-old gets the living room TV.
Sounds about
and
right.
And I'm pushed outside to keep an eye on the 3-year-old while he's watching TV so I can watch what I want to watch.
Right.
It's absurd.
It sounds brutal.
So basically you're watching stuff on your phone.
Yeah, pretty much. I've done that as well. Throw the AirPods in.
Yeah, I'm going to upgrade TVs right after I...
Fix your stovetop.
Fix the stovetop that my wife ruined.
Oh.
Get a new refrigerator. Got to get that. That's another $2,000.
Really?
Why? What happened?
Well, I told you, all the appliances in my house were garbage when I bought it a year ago.
Does the ice machine not work?
No, it works. But it's just, it's not... It's time. It's old. It came with the house. It's junky. And I'm going to have to get that... Craig doesn't get his toys until much later. That's basically how it's going to work. all while juggling college tuition and all that kind of stuff. Do you think I'm getting a TV or that boat anytime soon? No. Roses and Bedroom Guy says, you guys are rookies. I have an 83-incher in my bedroom.
I don't need that. I have a 50-inch in my bedroom, and it's fine the way both bedrooms, and that's the way it's set up, and even in the den. That'd be too big.
Yeah, I think so too.
I respect it that you have it. You have the, but yeah, if I was single, and in a master bedroom,
go all out,
83. Yeah, that's
all right.
Mirrors on the wall.
And the ceiling.
Good Madden games. Playing FIFA.
I sometimes, 29-year-old Chris will go back and look at 22-year-old Chris.
Yes.
And be very jealous.
Really?
Yeah.
What about?
Oh, just the lifestyle.
Really?
Oh, great lifestyle. Spectacular lifestyle.
This is before you were married?
Nights. Doing nights on a radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a rock station.
Right.
Great calls at night on a rock station.
Yeah.
Spectacular calls at night on a rock station. Sleep in till 10, like, 11 o'clock.
Like I did today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Wake up, play some Madden, play some FIFA, eat something, eat some dinner. You go into just a great lifestyle.
Yeah.
Real free.
So because, okay, I told you, I worked first and last, crack at dawn on ESPN radio the last two mornings. And yesterday, because following the national championship, I only got 2 hours of sleep. So today, or this morning, I slept until 10. I caught up. You guys are acting like I'm some bum because I slept until 10 o'clock to catch up on my sleep.
Yes.
As a grown man.
Right.
Sleeping until 10 and then getting up and going to work.
Very tough.
You know, men don't sleep until 10 o'clock.
We don't?
Teenagers sleep until 10 o'clock.
I haven't slept till 10 o'clock.
Teenagers hit go past noon.
College students sleep until 11, 12
o'clock.
Even then,
didn't you have practice? I don't know about my high school. We had practice on Saturday for every sport. So you just slept in nothing. You were out of the house by 8 at the latest.
You were deprived.
No, I wasn't deprived. You're part of a team. Junior high basketball, 8 till 10:30.
I need my sleep or I get cranky. Compare today's show, for example, to yesterday's show. I'm spot on as usual, back to my usual self.
You gave out the wrong keyword for the cash word last hour. Succeed. No, success. That's an S, not a D.
By the way, Sheeman Shipper Cash Grab New Work coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. I'm tired of talking about me.
You brought it up.
Let's go to the phones.
You brought you up.
Jeff actually wants to talk sports. Zion Williamson will be coming back on the 22nd of January.
Week from tonight.
Allegedly.
Jeff, welcome. How are you?
Man, Chris, I was doing good until you made me remember how awesome my early 20s were.
It was a great point in all of our lives.
Yeah, it was. Can't disagree.
That really just made me so upset. I remember waking up at like 10:30 in the morning, just meandering around my house in a pair of sweatpants, watching and betting
cartoons
on every Saturday football game.
Thing of beauty. Just a thing of beauty.
And, yeah. But anyhow, so this is what I called in for, and I know this is kind of random. But speaking of Zion, so I don't know if it's like just the hater in me or the pessimist, but why do I have this weird feeling, and I want to know if you might have the same feeling. Why do I feel like he might be like a Greg Oden type that just can't get away from injury?
Jeff,
like a running back, and the torque he puts on his body is unbelievable. I don't know if he's going to last. Am I the only one? Am I just
no? Because Chris, where's the sticky pad? Chris has to turn around because I said this exact same thing when not because of his. He's a bust.
Pete Shepard on August 2nd at 3:33 p.m. quote, bad feeling about Zion.
I agree with you. And a bad feeling for the reasons you said, not because talent-wise, but just bad luck.
I just watched him the other day. They had a highlight of him, and so I was like, I wonder how he's doing and how he's going to have to ease back in. But they were showing him he was just standing flat-footed under the basket, and he jumped and put it through his legs and did an East Bay funk from a standing position, and I'm like, well, that couldn't have been good. His physical therapist probably pooped himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. He's going to come back against San Antonio. Expected to on January 22nd, which is a week from today.
Yeah.
A lot of people texting on what I was talking about, looking back at 22-year-old you and being very jealous, but impressed by Pete with a text that I need more clarification on.
Yes.
It's a simple 7-word text.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Won my dog in a Madden game.
Huh. Now, did you playing a friend that had a litter of puppies and you get to take one? Or did you?
I can't even fathom. Are you playing for creatures often? Were you in the market for a dog? I need more on that, impressed by Pete.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awkward.
Well, yeah, we need more. Impressed by Pete. You got it. Won my dog in a Madden game. I hope it was your buddy had a litter of puppies. And
7 words. Won my dog in a Madden game.
Huh.
Wow.
Crazy.
I'm glad he didn't win his wife. you know, high stakes.
Well, there are other professionals out there that do this for a living.
Never mind. I'm going to let that one go.
401 says Craig sounds a bit like a diva. Is that do I come across as a diva?
Yeah. At times. Demanding Snickers bars in the middle of shows.
Wow. I did not know that.
Only eat press box food.
See, I can't go back and say that about my early 20s. I was married at 21. I got married young. I was a youngster.
So I was working.
I was working also. I was married at 21. I had a mortgage by 22.
That's insane.
Got after it early, man.
That's insane.
I was a grown-up. I was a grown-up in a child's body. What can I say?
I was working on my own, too, but that was, married at 21.
Wow. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones.
Take naps.
Now, then? Big fan of the nap.
Big fan. The power nap on a Sunday is
way bigger fan than that.
Critical.
Now, what's the worst way to come out of a power nap? A kid jabbing you in the eye socket with a toy, your wife telling you to go do something.
The kid one stinks. I'm not going to lie.
Hitting you in the jewels when you're not ready.
I haven't had that, but I've been slapped.
Yeah?
And that's how I was woken
slapped
up.
Slapped just right across the face. Oh. Wake up, daddy.
Throw the legs up. What the?
Let's go back to the phones. Jason is concerned about the Rooney Rule in the NFL. Jason, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hello.
Hey, Jason.
I'm not so much concerned about it. I mean, I look at the money they're throwing around and some of these unproven college coaches like Saban. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he went to the NFL. He wasn't good there. He had to go back to college, and they're giving these guys $70 million. Like, I went 16-0 on Madden as a GM with, like, all the difficulties set as hard as they could. Can I get paid 1 year?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But my thing on the Rooney Rule is I know they're talking, they're scrutinizing the head coaching positions. But what is this? Is there any information on the mix between actual coaches? Like, because I know a coaching staff has, like, 20-something coaches. Like, how many are African-American and minorities compared to white? Is there any stats like that?
Well, I think there's going to be more Caucasian, white people, I still think, than African-Americans or people of color. Yeah, they're trying to tweak the Rooney Rule again. I mean, I don't know. I mean, a guy like Eric Bieniemy should have a head coaching job. There's no doubt about it.
Fact.
Way before him, that's what I'm saying. Like, this guy coming out of Baylor getting all this money, look what Saban did. He went to Miami and had to go back to the college because he wasn't a good NFL coach.
Yep.
So now you're just handing over this guy a franchise, and you have a guy that's proven in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's
Spurrier was the same thing, same way. And there's others, too, that successful but didn't make it in the NFL, had to go back.
All right, so Jason,
it's a whole different ballgame. But, yeah, I agree. And it seems like Carolina just jumped on Matt Rhule right away, although there were stories out there that they wanted Josh McDaniels, but he wasn't available.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I hate to make it about me. More text.
What are you talking about? You love making it about you.
Anal redundant contest rules text in. Yes, Craig is definitely a prima donna at times. And Leprechaun Guy also chiming in. Craig is the biggest diva on radio today.
Wow.
That's saying something.
Stephen A. comes on before us.
Stephen A. Levitard.
Levitard comes on.
Please. I am the biggest one on radio?
No, I will defend my partner in crime there.
Brown Sky in the Cape. I was once woken up from an afternoon Sunday nap by my 5-year-old niece who accidentally spilled a 32-ounce cup of iced tea right over my chest and up my nose.
New deodorant says, potty training my daughter, I get woke up with a bucket of pee? That's not good.
In what way? I'm potty training sucks, I got to tell you.
I struggle, and that was just with dogs.
That's a whole challenge, too. No doubt.
Saban wasn't awful with it, Dolphins.
He was 500.
He was a 500 coach,
He was average.
He was
average.
What did I say?
I know. He's
I didn't say he was good. I said he wasn't awful.
Right. Let's go back to the phones.
Call him whatever you want.
856, have you heard about the NFL wanting to cap off the 100th anniversary with the Green Bay versus KC Super Bowl?
Yes.
We brought that up.
That's why it won't happen.
Yes.
State Farm's going to pay a lot of money to have that matchup.
Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. I think it's fantastic.
We have an app.
Yeah.
I do.
That was good, Chris. Art, the Bills fan. Also want to talk about the Rooney Rule. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. What's up, Art?
What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening?
Man.
All right. Now, one thing I want to say first off is how many African Americans are out there looking for assistant coach jobs or coaching jobs in general? I mean,
a lot, I'd say.
In the NFL, I mean,
yeah, look at a sideline. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I heard the big stink about the Bengals coach not getting. Who would hire the coach from the Bengals? I mean, I don't care if it was, no matter who it was. I mean, the Bengals are awful. I wouldn't hire their coach to do anything.
Yeah.
Talking about Marvin Lewis.
Lewis agreed with Jerry Jones. He said, look, he can hire whoever he wants. He got the interview, and he was okay with the whole situation.
But our players in general, white or African-American or whatever, are they generally going into that next level, whereas some players do, some don't? I mean, not every coach was a player. I mean,
we're not talking about that, though. We're just talking about qualified African-Americans, and there are a lot out there that don't get jobs. I bring this all the time. When Gene Chizik went to Auburn and won the title, you know what his record was at Iowa State? He sucked. I couldn't believe when he got the job. There's plenty of examples like that. That's just in college. But, Art, there's a guy like Eric Bieniemy should have a job. A guy like him should have a job.
I heard comments about Saban. In my opinion, Saban left Alabama to get more money. In my opinion, I don't think he ever intended to stay in the NFL. I think he did it to get more money, but that's just a South Florida point of view. I mean, I think the Michigan coach, he'd do better in the NFL than he is in college, which is bizarre, but Harbaugh's terrible in college, but he was great.
He did okay at Stanford also.
He's done okay at Michigan.
We got to run. Sorry. Thanks for the call.
All right. Appreciate it, Art. Yeah, we're a little late as usual. All right. 239-337 ESPN. More phone calls, more thoughts on the day.
But the bigger point, I mean, there's a lot of African American coaches, assistant coaches out there that, in my opinion, should be way more interviews. A guy like Eric Bieniemy should be coaching in the NFL.
Real
interviews, not the token ones.
If Eric Bieniemy were white, he would have a head coaching job at this point. He's the offensive coordinator that's credited with developing Patrick Mahomes, having a top five offense in the league the last two seasons, getting his team to the conference championship game in back-to-back seasons as well.
Hard to argue with that.
I agree.
I hate to do that, but it's hard to argue with that.
Maybe it's not a skin color. Maybe it's a coincidence. He should have a job, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're going to hire a young offensive coordinator in this league that's proven he can develop a quarterback, that's your guy.
Yep.
Like Joe Brady.
Bingo.
Exactly. All right. 239-337 ESPN. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
La, 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 la. Wait till I give my money right. Oh, I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. Oh, I told God I'd be back.
Sheeman and Shepard. Is it Kanye? Did I get it right?
Bingo!
Oh, I'm so on top of pop culture. Word. It's unbelievable. This should be one for Pete Shepherd's Masterpiece Theater someday.
No.
Put a little Kanye into the rotation.
No.
No?
We'll never qualify for Masterpiece Theater.
Why?
Never.
Why do you say that?
No.
Why? Give me a reason.
Because I'm going classics. Not that he's not talented.
Through the Wire, I would say, is a classic.
I mean, old school classics.
Can't get bigger than Kanye West.
I know what my people want.
All right.
Fans of the show, I know what they want. They like the early. They like the 80s and 90s stuff.
Gotcha.
I'm going to have to broaden them because I'm kind of starting to run out.
Yeah, you might have to mix some Kanye in there.
I might.
Some LL Cool J.
Just go to the 90s because you've stayed pretty much in the 80s. But you can go to
some Salt and Pepper, but I have two or three. There's other.
But as we go. Pete's musical taste drops off the face of the earth in the
1993.
Mid-90s.
Yeah.
He knows nothing after that.
No, it's some, but not enough.
Who's Kanye?
Yeah.
Who's Kanye?
Which one's Beyonce's with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Her husband?
Yeah.
Yep. Got that.
Tupac, he's dead.
Oh, you know what?
Allegedly.
Oh, I
there
got
are some people that think he's hiding out under Las Vegas with Elvis Presley.
Really?
Yeah.
Elvis just turned 85, so he ain't moving quick.
It's okay. Jesus.
You know what I'm glad about?
Jason.
I want to say something positive. Because I don't want to be negative. No. Isn't it nice to walk out here at the end of the show?
Rarity.
It's not dark out anymore. I mean, you're starting to notice a little
long.
Bit of sunlight.
It
lasts all the way to my trip home.
It's fantastic.
It's wonderful. Spring is right around the corner. That's all I have.
Yeah, the worst dark days are in right around Halloween, right after that, for a couple weeks.
And not then, here.
And no. Then,
not here. You're thinking of Boston.
No. It got dark out here at 4:30.
No.
4:30, 5 o'clock.
No. All right,
not Halloween.
It gets dark at 4:30 here.
Not pitch dark, but
not
it
Halloween.
Got dark.
No.
The days get shorter until December 21st.
Well, I'm aware
December
of that.
21st
we know how that works.
But I'm saying it was fairly dark out at 5 o'clock, late November, early December, fairly dark. I'm
okay.
You just went from October to December.
It back
do you know
a month,
how the
you're
sun works?
Well, Halloween's the 31st. I mean,
no, for us, it's December and the first part of January is when we're leaving here and it's dark out.
Yeah.
Now we're getting better.
Yeah. And it's light all of my entire trip home, which I like.
I think it's been lighter since the 21st, right after the first day of winter. It's the shortest day of the year. Things get brighter after
right,
that.
But
technically, you're right, but you don't notice it till
no,
now.
No, but you would be assuming that sunrise would be at the same time every day, and that's where you start messing with stuff. Sunrise is getting later in the day, so is the sunset.
Chris is right.
Yeah,
fact.
But like today.
Germinator says Tupac's dead, but his music ain't.
He said isn't. You said ain't.
Sunset today is
5. Yeah, but it worked.
Sunset today is at 5:56.
It worked, didn't it? It played.
It plays. Kept it straight. All right.
Airplane seat guy. 5:30 is the darkest. Now we're going to do semantics. Okay. All right. We're going to go from dark to pitch dark to really, really dark. Okay, fine.
Look, we get off at 6. If it gets dark at 5:30, it's dark by the time we left
here. Your point is right. It's lighter going
home. It's nice now.
It is nice.
I like it right now.
Yeah.
We're good. Problem solved. We've got some college basketball tonight. Virginia and Florida State at 6:45. Catch the fever.
Hey, Jason, go Noles!
Yeah, Jason from Naples, who's listening right now,
he's
by
been
the way.
Going all day. Can I get a go Noles?
Playing Virginia tonight.
Go Noles.
We're carrying the game tonight.
I just said that.
You know,
I'm not blocking
you know,
you
Pete,
out.
It starts at 6:45.
When it gets dark?
Yes.
Well done.
Nice,
well
nice done. Rebound there, Pete Shepard.
Yeah. Mic drop. See you. I can't sleep. I couldn't sleep for 10 hours. When you're trashed, you can't sleep for 10 hours straight because you wake up.
I have never been able to sleep in after drinking. Never.
I'm trying to think if I had jet lag or something, if I was didn't drink and for a week and had jet lag, forced myself to stay up. But then when you force yourself to stay up, you stay up like 30 hours or something straight, which I think all of us have probably done at one point or another for whatever reason.
Twice.
It's hard to, you think, oh, I need to do a sleep. And then you think like the next 2 hours about trying to get to sleep and you don't sleep.
Not me, baby.
I don't know.
It's so
10 hours.
Sue forever making fun of me when he says I wish the sun rose at 10 a.m. because I slept till 10 a.m. today?
Maybe.
I'm sorry. I had to catch up. I had 2 hours sleep the previous night. So I'm good now. Should have a normal evening tonight. Back on schedule for tomorrow. Locked and loaded. Ready to go. No more first and last for me. So there.
No more first and last for anybody.
The show is over Friday. I killed the show.
You did.
I didn't
cry. You did. I think you did the first. What you did the first live. The first.
You
final,
did the last
final live first and last. Right.
You did the last first and last ever run on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yes, I did.
How about them bones?
You didn't cry.
No, I did not cry.
You didn't say goodbye.
I signed off. God bless America, just like I do here.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's my thing. That's my jam. Jason Fitz will finish out the week, and then the show is no more, and then he moves over to replace Stephen A. Smith on radio. It's very simple.
Wow.
305, spitting the truth. Chris is the oldest young guy I've ever heard of.
6'3".
I take pride in that statement, actually. Thank you very much.
I don't know if I agree with
That's
that.
That's called an old soul.
You should see my house slippers.
You do not have house slippers.
The hell I don't.
Did you put a robe on every
flip-flops?
Morning?
Flip-flops?
They don't have a back, yeah.
Well, that's not really a slipper.
Bacteria traps. Nasty.
Oh, these things have They've seen some stuff. They've been into battle with me. They've seen the bottom of a bar floor, if you will.
Really?
Yeah, I went to the bar a couple times in my slippers. Not my proudest moment in life.
What made you go to the bar in your slippers?
I don't know.
As opposed to your shoes?
Did it look like flip-flops?
No. No. These are very clearly slippers.
Not the fancy kind made of leather that look like a nice shoe.
No. They're fancy, but they're all cloth with a nice wool lining. They're UGG.
Yeah. I don't think I've had slippers in...
Oh, I have a pair.
I have no slippers.
I got a pair.
No, if it's that, I'll keep socks on. Even that.
I don't wear them often.
I love a good pair of slippers.
Yeah.
I don't wear socks.
I have backup slippers just in case I lose my real slippers.
I got to get new boat shoes.
Boat shoes, underrated. I got to get some boat shoes. Yeah, they're great.
I used to wear those.
I just got some boots today.
Boots? Are you wearing them right now?
Yeah.
How did I not notice this? Could you? How high up are they? Are they full length? Oh, those are nice, Chris.
You like that? Camo on the top with the American flag?
American flag on there.
You going horseback riding after? You
got Yeehaw!
You got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle?
No.
Is that too warm for boots in Southwest Florida?
No, never. You wear your boot, a good pair of boots?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you looked raining, tall. Maybe. You know what? Between the boots and your high poofy hair,
yeah. You
look like you're almost 6'2 today.
That's very metrosexual.
That
very metrosexual.
Digi camo? No, not metrosexual. Yeah. I got a mullet and cowboy boots.
Listen, if there's
and
anybody,
Levi Strauss
if there's
jeans.
Anybody metro in this group, it's you.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Fact.
Absolutely.
Does your wife like the cowboy boots?
Yeah, hates them.
Wait a minute. She hates your new haircut.
Yeah.
She hates your boots. Why does she hate boots?
Good for you, Sam.
What did she call me? A fake redneck today?
A fake redneck?
I mean, of all the years I lived in Houston, I never got cowboy
Foxworthy,
boots.
Jeff Foxworthy, you know you're not a redneck when what? I mean, he does the opposite. That's funny.
Wow. What did she say? What?
That's just a text she said.
Token redneck.
Token redneck.
Yeah.
Because you have boots and a mullet?
Yeah.
It's too bad you can't grow any facial hair.
It really is. I do it justice.
And then put a tat on it, on an arm or something. And you're,
I'm actually going to go get
boots.
A tat.
How long does it take to get those?
Whoa.
Breaking news!
Breaking news! What?
I'm going to go get a tattoo.
When?
Of what?
I don't know.
Alabama,
in the
right?
Coming months. No. What? So every day, well, not every day. It's a bad example because I don't have it today. But my kid likes to draw a smiley face on my hand. You guys have seen it, right?
Yeah.
Because it started because he was like, I don't want to go to school. I'll miss you guys.
Yeah.
So my wife had a great idea. Let's draw a smiley face on our hands. So if you miss us in the middle of the day, you look down at your hand and it's a smiley.
Wow.
You can think of us.
All three of you manipulating each other. Okay.
So I'm going to go get that tattoo. I'm going to get a smiley face on my hand.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Me and the wife talked about it. She's
Where
cool
about
with it.
On... Like, where on your hand?
Like, right there, the pressure
webbing.
Point.
The webbing
the pressure
between
point,
the thumb.
Yeah, between the thumb and the pointer finger.
Got stabbed with a pencil there once by accident.
Hurt, huh?
First grade.
Oh.
Chicken salad. No, I did not match my boot and sunglasses.
Oh, I was going to say. Well, that's a no-no.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Brown boots.
What's a no-no about that matching?
Brown boots, black belt.
We've had
belt.
This discussion before.
I got my black shades on today.
I disagree with it. I mean, you might have too. But
no, help me out. Why can't you match sunglasses in a boot?
No, you can. But he said, he asked if the texter asked if the sunglasses, belt, and boot matched, and Chris said no.
Oh. Let's get Chris a big old belt buckle. Big one.
Mm-hmm.
One you could see from a mile away.
I'm cool with that.
You're not cool with that.
I'd imagine when that cold steel hits my belly, it'd give me a little shiver.
How long does it take you to get those boots on?
Three seconds.
Very fast.
It's like a zipper on them or something?
No.
It's not a lady's boot. Jeez.
Are they Uggs?
No, they're not Uggs. They're...
Uggs are fine. I mean, nothing wrong with it.
Ariat?
Ariel what?
Ariat. A-R-I-A-T. Just got them. Quality.
Did you order them or did you go get... You went to a store?
No, I went to Bass Pro.
Area. All right. Chris has his Areola boots.
No, they're not Areola.
We've got the word of the day coming up for the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab. And what you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What you got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Did you know that this is National Soup Month? That's right. Come celebrate with us all month long with
soup for you.
Well, plenty of soup at Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
All kinds. That includes venison chili, green chili chicken soup, tomato basil.
Venison chili.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Bacon and potato soup, all that. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. By the way, on this day in history, 2001, Wikipedia goes online. Wish would have had that back on the day.
Yeah.
Could have used that. James Naismith invented the sport of basketball for his class at YMCA class in Springfield, Massachusetts. Rules of basketball were published in 1892. Happy birthday, Drew Brees and Martin Luther King Jr.
Loser. Oh, Drew Brees, not terrible timing. Sorry.
That was bad. All right, real quick. Stone Cold pick of the night. Spurs Heat take the over. Wiz Bulls take the under.
Pete, wow. You can't give two.
I'm giving two tonight. So doubleheader, twin spin.
So you want a parlay? Is that your parlay then?
Sure. Yeah, parlay. If you miss one, you lose it all.
Yep. I'm giving no winners tonight. I've given enough. Then take the night off. How about this? Most anticipated games according to College Football Hype in 2020. Got 10 of them here. Almost qualifies.
Well, we only have like 10 seconds.
No, we don't.
Name all 10?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll save that for tomorrow.
I'll
do a list tomorrow. And I'll update the poll. The poll, J-Lo or Shakira, almost 150 votes. It's still J-Lo.
All right.
53%.
Chris, your pick of the night?
Lay the 6 points with the Miami Heat at home against the Spurs. Miami coming off two losses. This team is 17-1 at home. 17-1 at home. San Antonio 6-12 on the road.
Up to six now, minus six?
Six.
Okay. That'll do it, boys and girls, on a hump day Wednesday for Chris.
I'm 6-2, by the way. Let's get that out there.
I'm Craig Sheeman, and I'm awesome. Good night, Southwest Florida, and God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.